I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The big news today here in Houston, which we can reset right now. We haven't really sunk our teeth into it. Rich, you and I had a spirited discussion earlier in the show about Ken Giles' merits as a pitcher on this team right now and how A.J. Hinch should be using him. We debated whether it was F you or F it when he was walking off the mound.
Oh, and by the way, we got a text message from someone claiming to have been down on the rail and heard it and said it was definitely F you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But, well, you know, again, that's hearsay.
It is. Now, all we can judge since that incident with Ken Giles walking off the mound last night and the lip reading that goes on with it is the behavior of those involved once the incident is over.
Right.
And the behavior would seem to dictate that A.J. Hinch and the Astros are disappointed greatly in Ken Giles for something. Definitely for performance, and who knows, maybe that said, you know, maybe this is a message job also by A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow that you need to not only be a better pitcher, but you need to stop being such an unhinged human being.
Yeah, and what he's...
And what I'm referring to is Ken Giles was optioned to Fresno this afternoon.
Exactly.
Triple A.
I think it's double A Corpus, actually.
It says Triple A Fresno
okay,
here on
MLB.com. I skimmed something, and I thought it said double A Corpus.
Yeah.
CNL Perez is double A Corpus.
Yeah,
my bad.
And that's who's coming up to replace Giles
from
on the roster.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
And as you said, spirited discussion earlier, and, you know, none of it included me not acknowledging what a gas can he's been.
Right.
I mean, obviously, especially off of last night, he's had some spectacular failures this season, and his overall body of work, whether you want to talk save or non-save, but all of it thrown in one hat together is substandard. There's no doubt about it. I wondered, though, if had A.J. Hinch just given him back his full-time regular season closer job at the beginning of the season, if he would have experienced the same volume of meltdowns he's experienced on the mound so far, because it's really striking when you look at the save versus non-save. He's almost been non-functional in non-save situations, and last night was another example, giving up two runs and three singles right off the bat to start the ninth inning with a four-run lead. And he's been, well, one way to put it would be perfect in save situations. When you go 12 for 12, that's a defensible word to use. But obviously there was noise and traffic on the base paths and a lot of those save opportunities as well. So I just wondered from, I guess, a mental standpoint, if he had restored him to that status he enjoyed all of last season, even off the postseason meltdown, would we be where we are today with Ken Giles?
Rich, I thought there was a point in April, and I got to go back and look at Ken Giles' game log, and we're going to get to damn truth or fake news here in just a second. But I this was the point in April when you said earlier in the show that I was a Giles hater. And I'm certainly highly critical of Giles, but I don't think I'm unfair. I think haters are people who are unfair in their criticism. So
okay.
I think I'm fair in my criticism to Giles. But there was a point, and I say that because there was a point in April where it looked like Giles had kind of straightened things out. And I praised Ken Giles at that point and said, boy, this is great. There's nothing I would like more than for somebody, Giles or anybody, to establish themselves as the closer for this baseball team. If it's Giles, that's great. It's just that he's been handed this job a few times, and he's managed to lose this job a few times, and now he's lost it in the worst way possible, which is being sent, in an embarrassing way too, honestly.
What happened last night, yes.
Which is being sent to AAA. But there was a point where I thought A.J. Hinch, and I praised A.J. Hinch too at the time, that I thought he had kind of rebuilt Ken Giles. And he had, I'm looking at his game log here, and back in April and early May.
April 9th?
Around April 9th, he got his first save. And then he had several appearances, most of which were clean.
Where he didn't allow a hit.
He didn't allow a hit. You know, I remember there were some hard hit balls, but you go over a course of five or six games, if you go without a clean sheet, without allowing a hit, that's praiseworthy.
Oh, the second hit last night was a well-placed ground ball.
And then the Yankees showed up, and it was a 0-0 game, not a save situation. But this is one of those situations, Rich, where it's cupped into the same group of, you know, of leverage
right.
situations as saves. You come in a 0-0 game in the ninth inning, I'm grouping that in the same bucket as the save opportunities. And he gave up four runs. He got shelled by the Yankees in that game.
He did.
And then and AJ kind of lost faith in him again. He didn't pitch for another week after that. So it's one of those things that every time Ken Giles gets close to a point where you feel like you almost can trust him, you know, he's like a rabid dog and he snaps at you again. And I think even if there hadn't been the cursing coming off of the mound last night, you can make a case that Ken Giles needs to go somewhere else to try to rebuild his confidence, whether it's going and striking guys out in AAA or something.
Yeah.
He's a liability at this point.
Well, and again, we've both looked at the video multiple times, and just looking at the video and not hearing what he said, it's pretty impossible to definitely say it was bleep you.
No, it's
and
fun
not
to think
bleep
about, though.
It. Right. It's much more fun to think about. So I guess what I want to say is I appreciate the person who texted in and said they were there and heard it, but I need a little more than that to believe he actually, within a foot of his manager, dropped an F-U on him.
I'll be honest with you, I feel like the Astros got better today because now A.J. Hinch isn't going to be tempted to use Ken Giles again. Just go with it and use Rendon and McHugh and Peacock and the guys who actually can get guys out.
Well, and
Devensky,
even with Giles and those guys, him too. Even with Giles and Rendon and all the people you just mentioned in the mix, there was still talk that the most likely deal, if the Astros are to make one, would be to pick up another late inning arm. Well, this development, I think, makes it even more likely that something like that is going to happen.
Maybe. I just feel like Giles has been like their fourth or fifth best reliever, and they sent a guy down who's their fourth or fifth best reliever. You know what I mean? Like, I think if they were motivated to get Zach Britton last night, they're no more motivated to get him today. Like, Giles he's a train wreck at this point.
Well, I think just physically clearing out Giles from the mix, creates some sort of opportunity.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.